This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the High Priest Not to Be Described.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Our job is done. Let's stop.
This is Narlathotep drafting real hard off of Haster.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, who is this? Daniel Harms of the Cthulhu Encyclopedia Cthulhiana, taking a real swerve at going a little bit too far with the everything is Narlathotep.
A little bit.
You know?
Yeah. So it's literally just a thing in a mask is wearing some kind of yellow garb, and it's tricking people. Like, it's just running churches.
Yep. I would think that, like, I would find it annoying to be in this ecosystem and just have the color yellow be off limits to me, because everyone would think I was the king in yellow no matter what I did.
Yeah.
Like Charlie Brown, king in yellow.
It is a pretty huge thing to just like stake your claim to, you know?
Not a primary color.
Yeah.
You know, at the least, like, grab a secondary color.
Nobody can use the note D anymore. That's mine now.
Yeah, it's very weird. You know, you get the prince in purple.
Yep.
You get the king in yellow. Like, you know, prince in purple, good, honorable.
Yes.
Compound color. You know, secondary color.
They took it another
king
step.
In yellow, yeah. Greedy.
Yeah. Greedy. You know? But I will defend the king in yellow to the death.
Oh, so. Of course. I just think that I am sympathetic to Nyarlathotep's frustration and wanting to be like a little, you know, the Tom Steyer to... to the king of yellow is Bernie, and just kind of like, me too, baby. Hey, daddy, can I also be yellow? You know?
Yeah. And like, this is suitably creepy, you know? Like, the actual body beneath the mask and the clothes, you know? It's a long dead body writhing with maggots and stuff. But like, there's not much that this does. It just kind of relates to the Leng Plateau and the Yggdrasonians.
Yeah. That's all you Yggdrasonian heads finally get a little bit of extra lore in case you wanted to know the ecology of what they worship.
Yes.
You know, it's this thing
that has no language, has no voice.
Yeah, but uses sign language.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like.
Yes.
Like, you know, YSL, you know, like the Leng, you know, like just this dreamland sign language is really interesting to me.
Yes.
With skeleton hands, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the equivalent of that? Like, if somebody signs something to you in a skeleton hand, that's probably like somebody saying something to you in Tony J's voice, right?
It's the equivalent of screaming in sign language.
I don't know if it's like, I think that would be like, like, I think clapping is screaming in sign language. I think that like, you know, or like just like really, really emphatically make the motions. I think this is more like a hoarse whisper.
Yeah, so that is the sign language version of doing an impression of the Crypt Keeper.
Yes. We have boys and ghouls. Boils and ghouls, sorry.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.